I'm going to be talking briefly about vitamin D in tomato and some of the possibilities we have with gene editing. I'm from the University of Minnesota, so some of this will make more sense because of that geography. So I want to do a quick survey. Raise your right hand if you like tomatoes. Raise your left hand if you take vitamin D supplements. Keep them both up. I want to see who has both. So these are, we believe these can be connected problems, or connected, not problems, everyone likes tomatoes, tomatoes are a good thing, but connected parts of your life. So tomato is unique among plants and crops because it contains cholesterol. And this is exciting because cholesterol is related to vitamin D because they share a precursor, provitamin D3, which is also called 70-hydrocholesterol. Now, normally, people don't actually need to eat vitamin D. It's produced in the skin when you're exposed to UVB. If you're like me and live in a northern climate, anything above 35 degrees latitude or below 35 degrees latitude, this isn't common all year long because the UVB will bounce off in the atmosphere. So this is why people take supplements or eat dairy or we've added it to food, because vitamin D is very important for human health. Things like rickets in children, osteoporosis in adults, but also connected to cancers and the cognition and a myriad of other syndromes and diseases have shown some connection to vitamin D. So our hope is that with editing a single gene using CRISPR-Cas9, we will take one of our varieties at the University of Minnesota and produce a vitamin D-enhanced crop, making it the first source in an edible plant to have vitamin D. And again, this is amazing because tomato is produced around the world. It is produced in all 50 states in the country. And it has been introduced into almost every cuisine around the world. Not every cuisine. Again, many cuisines around the world. I don't want to get too hyperbolic. But again, like I said, I think every hand was up in here when I asked who likes tomato. This could be an opportunity to tackle the high level of vitamin D deficiency in the country, which has been found to be up to 40% in adults. The numbers for children aren't commonly found because it's usually only measured when a child is brought in with rickets, which when I tell my grandmother this, she is shocked because she was under the impression that rickets had been eradicated in the country. But it has been on the rise in the past 50 years, actually. So tomato could be an opportunity to solve a major health crisis with a food that everyone eats, that there isn't issues with lactose intolerance, and that it's relatively delicious, that when you have your caprese salad, your cheese and your tomato could be your new sources of vitamin D. Thank you very much.